Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
These departments do not have any clue where the dollars are going. How many audits has the Pentagon failed? Who has any idea how much waste and abuse there is in the trillions of dollars spent by this federal government? This government is not watching how your dollars are being spent. And President Trump has commissioned Elon and Vivek and many others across the government to get to the bottom of this. So the money that you earn as an American citizen will be jealously treasured and guarded and not wasted any longer.
That's Stephen Miller, who's going to be the deputy something or other. What did he get named to the other day?
I can't remember. He's one of the chief advisors, certainly.
Yeah, in the Trump administration. Talking about DOGE, the Department of Government Excess or Expenditures or Waste or whatever.
Efficiency.
Efficiency, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. It's funny, there's a couple of things he said there that if you stop and think about it, and one of my themes lately has been, number one, cut the crap. Which is closely related to my other theme, remember your first principles. What are we doing here? Let's start at the beginning. And if you get down the road 2, 3, 4 priorities, and those priorities start to interfere with and damage your first principle, what you are here to do, you need to take a serious look at whether you've been led astray. Anyway, having said that, Miller pointing out that this enormous, incredibly expensive enterprise that is the federal government is practically never subjected to any sort of analysis, assessing efficiency and waste and effectiveness. And the idea that something this incredibly expensive would exist without, like, serious safeguards and rein-ins and fail-safes. You know what I'm saying? Every American citizen should be familiar with the yearly audit that's done on the federal government. And, like, wait with bated breath to see what it would yield. But no, it's the opposite. Nobody even asks the question.
Right. Which is crazy. And
And incredibly expensive, thank you very much, as taxed, you know, the deadlines approach.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts the other day, and they were really yucking it up about how unlikely it is that Elon and Vivek can make any real difference on this, since the big drivers of our financial problems are the big entitlements, and nobody's going to touch those. Mm-hmm. They could save maybe $250 billion a year out of this. After that, it's going to be hard. Like, that's nothing. Like, that's not the fact that every cent I ever pay in tax my whole life gets wasted, and you could stop that from happening is not worth doing. I find it offensive.
Yeah, it is. And even more than that, because you're 100% right, Elon, once again, is his idea, his philosophy of fail fast and learn faster. If this effort, the Doge thing, if indeed it yields some decent results in the discretionary part of the budget, which is, you know, I can't remember, a third of it or something like that,
And that, and then people talk about and it becomes household knowledge that, well, they can only do so much because most of our government is actually all these programs you've heard about. That would be enormously important.
Sure.
And educational. 90% of Americans could not tell you that. Or 75%, something like that. So anyway, I like the effort. Dude, please do it. Even if you fail completely, at least you tried. Anyway, a couple of interesting things about the size of the federal workforce and the sprawling federal government. I found this interesting. Charlie Kirk tweeted this the other day. Did you know that 85% of the federal workforce works from home and only have to come in one day a month? On any given day, only 17% of the federal workforce is in a federal office building, blah, blah, blah. And I read that and I thought, wait a minute, is that right? No, it's not right. It's not right. According to the OMB, and they're fairly accurate, about half of federal workers are eligible for telework. And of those, about 60% of the work is actually performed at a job site. So if you can do basic math, it's probably around 20% of the federal government that is working remotely with God knows what level of efficiency or accountability. But again, you don't need to go with the wild, extraordinary, and inaccurate number to say, okay, maybe we start there. And I brought that up not to undermine my own point, but just to point out, and we struggle with this every day, there's so much out there that is untrue, but it's so good you want to believe it. So you just have to beware of that sort of thing in today's information environment. But this from the Wall Street Journal, 2.3 million jobs, the federal workforce in charts. And they go through the various hirings, growth and reduction in federal workforce, the last four presidential administrations. And it's interesting, the Democrats definitely grew it way more than the Republicans year over year. But the Republicans grew it at times, too, depending on their needs. Worth mentioning, 70% of civilian workers are in military-related agencies. 70%. I did not know that.
Wow. And are they needed?
Right. And it's difficult to get out, get through this topic without, you know, throwing in a million tangents. But as I've said for a long time, we need to have respect for our military, particularly our fighting men and women. We do not need worship of our military. Because if you're worshiping the military and worshiping the Pentagon, you're not constantly calling for them to account for every dollar they spend. And it's an enormous budget. We need to.
Yeah, you can get a lot closer to worship for our people in uniform, but no, well, I guess they all wear uniforms, our fighting people, but no need to for the bureaucracy at all. It's no different than any other bureaucracy.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and it's subject to the iron law of bureaucracy. But the journal points out that 2.3 million Americans who work directly for the federal government is less than 2% of the total U.S. workforce. And you think, well, that's not that significant. It's every dollar of your federal taxes, except the ones that go to entitlements. So, yeah, as long as the money's coming out of my paycheck, I care. They work as everything from nurses in VA hospitals and park rangers in Yellowstone to guards in federal prisons and the 19 employees of the Nuclear Waste Technical Review Board. About 80% of them actually work outside of Washington, D.C. I thought that was interesting.
It is amazing that we don't value our tax money more, as you already said. But so you go to work every single day. And you make a living, and the government takes a big chunk of it, and you don't pay attention to how they spend it. They just waste it. They waste a lot of it. We should be outraged at that. Don't take my money if you're not going to spend it on something that I want or care about.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Our brilliant plan we came up with a few years ago, and this could be assigned at random because it doesn't matter, and that would be an accurate way to do it anyway. You get a notice with your federal taxes at the end of every year on your final W-2. You paid, what, $10,000, $100,000, $800,000 in federal income taxes. And it would say, you built 1/100th of this bridge. Or, you every single dollar you paid went to the Department of Wasting Your Money on Education or something like that. And everybody, and that way everybody would think, wow. Wow, that, or, you know, a bridge is practically universally understood and accepted, but Wait a second. This went to the Department of the whatever the hell? The Department of the Interior, all of my tax money for their program supporting indigenous art programs.
Right.
Oh, okay. What is that program? How does it work? I wonder what their budget is. Is that money wasted? Is it just given out to cronies? And everybody would have a personal stake. But anyway, I don't want to get hung up on that as much as I enjoy the discussion. Roughly 70% of civilian roles are military or security-related agencies. The VA has the most civilian workers because it operates hundreds of hospitals and clinics. Homeland Security is now the third largest. Education Department is the smallest. It has 4,425 workers. Easily shut down. It should not exist, which we'll talk about later on. Let's see. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. You got any other? Justice Department has 117,000 employees, civilian employees. Anyway, we could get deeper.
And could
they
operate just fine with 10% fewer than that? I would guess that they could.
Yeah, probably so. I thought this was great. Breitbart reporting the Pentagon failed its seventh audit in a row, failing to account for its more than $824 billion budget in 2024.
Do you remember that? There was a famous Jon Stewart clip about that several years back where he grilled somebody on a stage from the Pentagon about the Pentagon failing their audit and where did this money go, and the person that ran it didn't have any idea. They don't care because there's no political pressure on them to pay attention to where the money goes. Zero.
So the DOD's Office of Inspector General, the DOD OIG, EIEIO, said auditors, quote, could not obtain sufficient appropriate audit evidence to support an opinion. The audit, performed by an independent public accounting firm, looked at 27 different DOD components, and in a statement, the Inspector General, Robert Storch, said there has been little progress since 2005, almost 20 years ago. Quote, although the DOD made some progress in improving financial management during the fiscal year financial audit statement, blah, 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 many of its identified weaknesses have not improved since 2005.
Yeah, I guess you just accept that we do get the government we deserve and people don't care. Of course, part of the reason is half the country doesn't pay federal taxes, so they don't have any reason to care. But the half that does pay taxes doesn't care much either, because they're not supporting any party that's super fiscally concerned.
So if that was discouraging, some encouragement coming up in a minute. The cheat sheet for the DOGE people, where to look at first. I think you'll enjoy this after a word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. Best deal of the year. It's spectacular, 60% off new Simply Safe security systems. Their best deal of the year, 60% off, and it includes this incredible technology they've been working on.
Yeah, the new Active Guard outdoor protection. So old security systems only take action once somebody's already inside your home. That's too late. This changes the game by preventing crime before it happens. They catch people lurking around, acting suspiciously, can identify potential criminals, and get on it right away.
Yeah, it's AI, baby. Really interesting. And there's no long-term contracts, no cancellation fee, and it's about $1 a day for all this protection. Compare that to your old security system that was hundreds of dollars a month. It was awful. Simply Safe is giving our listeners exclusive access to their early Black Friday sale. This week, get 60% off any new system with select professional monitoring plans. This is their best offer of the year. SimplySafe.com/Armstrong. Go to SimplySafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Why don't we do the DOGE cheat sheet after a quick break?
All right. Did you see there was a cyber truck in Trump's motorcade yesterday going over to the rocket launch, first time ever. So the Biden administration, who tried to pretend that Tesla doesn't exist because they're not part of the auto workers union, Trump is embracing, of course, the only successful really electric car company in history. Boy, politics makes for strange bedfellows all the way around. We got a lot more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Biden said yes to the rockets, and today has said yes to landmines, two things that had been no-goes in Ukraine up until this week. More on that later.
And the first sexually confused oddball has been elected to Congress, some transgender person, so now there'll be willies in the women's bathroom, and folks are not happy about it. We'll discuss that as well.
Stay with us.
Love Andy Kessler, columnist. He wrote what the Doge people should look at first. We're talking about the sprawling, obscene federal budget and all of our tax dollars. And like the California homeless programs, nobody even asks the question if any of this stuff is working. Not only can they not answer the question, nobody asks the question. So we need to hone in on efficiency and not squandering people's damn money. And it's amazing that more people aren't fired up about this. I think they're defeated. Anyway, Andy says, here's a handy cheat sheet on how Mr. Musk can toss, shrink, or squeeze departments, commissions, and agencies. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, toss it. The current FTC under Lena Khan has a worse record than the Chicago White Sox. The FTC already splits antitrust cases with the Justice Department, so move a few pro-consumer competition lawyers there and then shutter it. The FCC, toss it. The FCC caused the dot-com boom and bust. Net neutrality killed broadband in Europe, yet it was still reinstated here under the Biden administration. Three economists in a back room can create and maintain a set of rules to keep access competitive. Toss it.
So don't need the FCC at all?
No.
Well, we're in a business regulated by it, and I have seen no use for it.
Securities and Exchange Commission, toss it. The SEC missed the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme, allowed crypto and SPAC pump and dumps, missed the FTX fiasco. Free trading requires setting and enforcing simple rules. Could be not my area of expertise. U.S. Department of Agriculture, toss it. This will finally end corn subsidies for Iowa. We can move food stamp administrators and funding to the states. The Department of Agriculture is a gigantic bureaucracy.
And quite socialist.
Right, exactly. All those free meals for everybody all the time now, that's the Department of Agriculture. Who voted on this? You're no longer in charge of feeding your children. The government will do it for you. That won't cause massive societal sociological change. Interesting. Federal Reserve, shrink it. The central bank missed Bidenflation. Dart throwers could do better than its 400 PhDs. Cut its funding.
Dart throwers.
Oh, I love that. The Defense Department, squeeze it. Reallocate spending to drones, ships, and defense systems such as Patriot missiles. Anti-missile defenses can be a giant export business as well. U.S. Postal Service, toss it. End its monopoly on first and third class mail. Go private. Amazon trucks already come to most neighborhoods every day.
You're right.
My neighborhood, between Amazon and UPS and FedEx and a couple of other lesser players, they're omnipresent.
Yeah, it's a constant stream.
We know the drivers. Hey, Joe. Hey, Jim. Yeah. Others to toss. Fracking happened despite the Energy Department. Do we need it? Trump tariffs will curtail imports so we can shrink the import-export bank by at least half. Close the Small Business Administration. And what does the Commerce Department even do? Even more to toss. The Labor Department, union puppets. That is absolutely true. Shrink it by 80%.
I know
if they have important work, shrink it.
I know I'd be accused of being an ignoramus by people who know more about this, but God, I feel like you could get rid of so much of the government and everything would just be fine.
A few more. Even more to toss. Labor Department, union puppets. Transportation Department, its mileage and electric vehicle mandates killed Detroit, although Mr. Musk may want to run the department himself. The EPA, reduce its carbon footprint. Housing and urban development, it's not the 70s anymore. Get rid of it. Interior, outsource the parks to Disney. Nah, they're too much into grooming right now. Veterans Affairs, can't they use the same hospitals as the rest of us, no matter who pays? That's an interesting question. I would not be too smug about that, since our veterans deserve the care they were promised. But the idea that you get a voucher and can use it anywhere you want, as opposed to waiting 15 months for an appointment at a VA hospital, I'm fully in favor of that. More competition. More.
Yeah, we're going to have our first trans congressperson. How are they going to handle the bathrooms, among other things?
Armstrong and Getty.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The restaurant chain IHOP announced this week that it is the official breakfast partner of Xbox, while Waffle House remains the official breakfast partner of meth.
Throw my headphones on. Was it funny?
I used to go to Waffle House a lot, and I was not on meth. I was just drunk, like a lot of the other people. Just good old-fashioned drunk.
Criticizing my hobbies.
Good old-fashioned run-of-the-mill drunk. It doesn't have to be meth. Yes, Katie?
Good time killer. Waffle House fights on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Chairs flying, syrup everywhere.
Way, way more entertaining than Tyson Jake Paul.
I honest to God, have seen a half dozen at least of really good Waffle House fights with my own eyes. So, back in the day.
Maybe that's your new thing. You become like the Joe Rogan of Waffle House fights.
What?
Like the, he's the MMA announcer.
Oh,
kind of an impresario and all. Mm. I don't know exactly how you turn that into an online empire, but it's doable.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Martin Scorsese project?
What is it again?
The Saints.
Oh, yeah, I have.
It's a series, or several episodes, four different religious saints. Joan of Arc, John the Baptist, and then two others that I didn't quite know as well. But anyway, it looks like, it's Martin Scorsese level depiction of what it was like for Joan of Arc to, be what she was and lead crusaders against what she thought were evildoers and be caught and tortured and burned at the stake in all your Scorsese glory. It looks pretty dramatic.
Right. Yeah, the John the Baptist one is super intriguing.
Yeah, no kidding.
But they all look interesting. Yeah,
we'll check that out.
Yeah, why not? Why not? What was I going to say? I had something I wanted to bring up real quickly, and it flitted out of my mind because I'm old and easily distracted. But
happy birthday to Joe Biden. I just saw up on some news thing where it said, Joe Biden is the oldest president to ever be in office! Exclamation point. That's kind of a weird thing to have an exclamation point about, given the fact that he's quitting because he's so old. I mean,
right.
You just emphasized the thing that drove him out of office with an exclamation point, like, yay! Thought that was weird.
Yeah, driven out of office, and he was so delusional he tried to run for president again in his own party after he got a certain amount down the road. Said, Joe, you can't do this. You're too senile. So, yeah,
so
that's a little uncomfortable.
So at the G20, after some big gathering they had today, he took no questions, and all the other leaders did. And it was pointed out yesterday, he has not taken a question or said anything since the election.
Oh, wow.
At all. I wonder if he's going to write it clear to January 20th like that.
Well, and do we have the clip? We had it the other day. We didn't use it, where they were trying to take some sort of group picture, but he'd wandered off behind a palm tree, and they couldn't find him or something.
It happens.
Yeah, he's old. He's very, very old and senile. But just great for another term as recently as 4 or 5 months ago. Anyway, I came across a piece, speaking to Joe Rogan, about the left keeps saying, this is kind of a hot topic in, online lefty circles, we need our own Joe Rogan. That would win the next election. And why there's never going to be one. But I thought this was a
Joe
really
Rogan,
interesting...
Joe Rogan, a very popular podcaster, from what I understand. Is that what he is?
Does he need an explanation at this point?
I don't know either.
I'm not quibbling with you. Mm-hmm. I wonder. Super, super popular podcaster, has these like 3 hour long conversations with interesting thinkers, of whom are very, very out of the box, but more on that to come.
Joe Rogan almost certainly doesn't need any sort of introduction, since any grown up who takes in spoken word has at least heard of him. And when I did career day at my son's high school the other day, that was one of the few people I could mention that the 14 to 17 year olds had heard of, and they all recognized the name Joe Rogan as children. And that's something.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly and seriously, you need to recalibrate now and again. ABC News, ABC Nightly News needs more of an explanation for a lot of humanity.
Oh, absolutely.
Than the big podcast.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so before we get to the Joe Rogan thing, which I think you'll find interesting, I was reading a great piece that I mentioned about how the University of North Carolina has started a new college within the university, which is kind of a big tent that has colleges underneath it, quote unquote. But it's all about free exchange of ideas and balanced faculty and no censoring of controversial opinions. It's a return to academic freedom, and it's wonderful. But the guy who wrote the article, and I could talk all day about the main point of the article, but this was kind of just thrown in the middle. He mentions that a friend, a professor of literature at an elite university, recently observed something he's noticed about his students over a couple of decades. They seem to think of social and political problems as simply matters of good and evil. Good people take the right view, evil people take the wrong view. Does that remind you of how you were treated when your brother-in-law found out you voted for Trump? I mean, for instance, anyway. He writes, I liken it to Manichaeism, the third century philosophy holding that the world consists of spirit good and matter evil. But anyway, this guy they're quoting, he mentions, Plato and Hebraic law. It's all about there's good and evil. But that dualism, it's a constant temptation in human affairs, but it has been heightened in recent decades. Social media is a great ratchet. There's a like button and a dislike button. No maybe button. But he says the youngsters have now increasingly seen the world in that dualistic way. Not, oh, interesting, you see the world differently than I do. Or, gosh, I wonder if my idea and your idea overlap in a way we can talk about. Which is the way mankind moves forward. No, it's all good and evil.
Or even that I'm 60-40 or 70-30 on this topic.
Right. That's just not allowed. And who, it was it James Lindsay who pointed out, first of all, that, no, it wasn't. It was Jonathan Haidt, who talked about how the most savage attacks are within your bubble. If you're in a college student liberal bubble and you say, you know, that conservative speaker, you know, whoever it might be who came to campus, I don't think it would do any harm to hear him out. You will be savagely attacked within your circle. And that's the worst censorship.
Sure. Plus with the fact that you care what those people think. You don't care if you're being attacked by the other side, but if you're attacked by your own friends or bosses or teachers, you know, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, you'll quickly be kicked into submission. So Rich Lowry, who's a terrific writer, wrote a piece for the New York Post. There's a reason progressives don't have their own Joe Rogan, because that's been kind of a big conversation lately in those circles.
It's hilarious, the idea that came out of the election that the left doesn't have enough of the media. What are you talking about?
You're right. You really ought to take a moment to smell the roses of the hilarity of that notion. We need liberal media to fight back. What? Yeah, it's hilarious. And one of Lowry's questions is, could the left really tolerate its own Joe Rogan? Where is that? Let me skip ahead to the okay. So, Ellie Mistal of the Left Wing Nation declared liberals need to build their own Joe Rogan. I remember Air America, that great experiment in liberal talk radio that we saw and some of our sister stations took part in and the company invested in and all, and it was a place that came and it went. But, Lowry writes, progressives are correct about the power of, you know, podcasters, the bro podcasters, the new media, the intellectual dark web, whatever you want to call it. But they don't understand how thoroughly anathema their ideology and cultural sensibility are to this kind of programming. This is the point. They could, like the Harris campaign, have $1 billion to spend and still not be able to create one semi-popular bro podcaster. How is the party of policing what people say to ensure that the discussion always stays within a narrow set of guardrails going to create or even tolerate the freewheelingly heterodox media voices? If they did, if the left did manage to create a progressive Joe Rogan in a lab, as soon as he said something controversial out in the wild, he'd be anesthetized and subject to cancellation. Or anathematized, which is a word I don't often see. That's exactly what happened to, well, Joe Rogan. Before he was a Trump bro, he was a Bernie bro. He's socially liberal, he's mocked religion, and is in no way a traditional Republican. But the left turned on him with a vengeance because he expressed controversial views on COVID and had a rogue virologist on the show, as we did too.
That's a good point.
They don't get it. Over here, we disagree with each other all the time. And it's okay, and it's interesting, and it's fun, and we learn, and we grow big popular talk shows, even though, you know, as we've joked for the longest time, we get done with a segment and get a dozen emails saying, you suck, I'll never listen to you again, you're too pro-Trump, and you suck, I'll never listen to you again, you're too anti-Trump, based on the same, you know, screed. But that's fine. That's how you get what we do. So good luck growing it in a lab, ye far lefties.
Speaking of the COVID views some people had, I came across this tweet yesterday, a bit of a throwback. Just remember, the government did more to stop the distribution of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine than it did to stop the distribution of fentanyl. It does feel that way, doesn't it? That there was more of an uprise of making sure nobody took ivermectin or that hydroxychloroquine stuff that Trump talked about than fentanyl.
If you want to talk about marshaling up public opinion to resist something.
Yes. And creating fear around it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's literally true with the DEA and the Border Patrol and stuff like that, but no, I see the point, absolutely.
Another tweet I came across that I liked. Prank idea. Give every person access to all the information in the world, but don't teach them how to discern what's true.
Wow. Ooh. I get it.
Ooh.
So, coming up, there's a poor, confused individual calls themselves transgender elected to Congress, and a number of the ladies in Congress are saying, don't want no wangs in our locker rooms, etc. Our audio sheets here that have all the clips that we might play during the show today, that section cleverly labeled by Mike Hansen as no trans in the can.
Jeez.
So new transgender congressperson, that controversy coming up a little later on.
Yeah, the rubber's going to meet the road on the whole bathroom thing. They're going to have to figure something out, and it might end up being the national policy. Yep, that on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Nothing delivers comfort and joy quite like the unrivaled quality and taste of Omaha Steaks.
We've been giving Omaha Steaks as gifts to our dads, for instance, for years, and man, do they love them.
Yep, skip the holiday hustle and bustle and save 50% off gourmet gifts site-wide at omahasteaks.com.
Plus, get a $30 reward card when you shop early and score an extra $30 off with the promo code Armstrong.
With five generations of experience, they consistently deliver the best steak experience, and the gifting experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to deliver the perfect gift with thoughtfully curated gift packages starting at $89.99.
From legendary steaks to mouthwatering desserts and more, save 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code Armstrong and a $30 reward card when you shop early.
That's 50% off at OMAHASteaks.com and an extra $30 off with the promo code Armstrong. Minimum purchase may apply. That's OmahaSteaks.com.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call. well for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Red Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Red Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts. Plus, proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring 6 non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, defending legislation she introduced to try to change House rules to prohibit transgender women and girls from using women's bathrooms and facilities on Capitol Hill. This is less than 2 months before Congresswoman-elect Sarah McBride, the first openly transgender person ever elected to Congress, is scheduled to be sworn into office.
It is, you know, it's just disgusting. I don't understand why Republicans are so obsessed with people's private parts. No, she's going to do these exams herself. I mean, it is absurd. We have real work to do here in the United States Congress.
I think it's a very bigoted approach to the issue. Nobody in this place is threatened by whatever bathroom our new member from Delaware chooses to walk into.
All right, so it's Republicans who are obsessed with people's genitals, and that's a bigoted approach, says a man. No one is threatened by a schwanz in the girls' room. Thank you for pronouncing that, and lecturing those stupid women to keep their mouths shut. That's Representative Adam Smith of Washington.
What? First of all, I can't believe there'd be a very large percentage of women nationwide who are okay with, you know, call yourself what you want, but if you have a penis, being in the women's restroom. I gotta believe that. Polls. Pretty overwhelmingly one direction.
So to speak.
What?
I tried so hard.
Wow.
I really did.
Wow.
Katie, feel free to weigh in if you want. I mean,
you're a woman.
You're always welcome.
Does it bother you to be in a women's room to know there's a guy next door?
150%. Without a doubt. Because you don't know if that is a person who is actually mentally ill dealing with this whole trans thing, or if it's a predator in the women's restroom where guys usually do not belong, as far as I know.
I suppose I'm trying to steel man the other side. I suppose the argument would be, well, you do know who this person is. It's not just anybody can go into the congressional bathrooms, and there's just one person. You know, they're an elected congressperson. They're not some, you know, nobody predator that you have to wonder about.
Right. I was speaking just
this
in general.
One.
Yeah, sure.
But
yeah, but again, I tell you what, let's let this dude in. Because he's wearing a dress and says he's a girl now, so hey, come on, girls, just shut up and take it. You don't want to be a bigot, do you? No, I'm with J.K. Rowling and other people. No, women's spaces are for women, period. End of sentence. And the Wall Street Journal, of all places, the journalists, Kathy Stetchferrick and Xavier Martinez, falling into the trap that so many people do, using the terminology of radical gender theory in this article. You know, it would prevent people whose birth sex was designated as male. No, it wasn't designated. It was observed. If you produce sperm, you're male. If you produce eggs, you're a female, period. And again, you want to present any way you want, that's fine. But don't fall into the trap of using the radical left's terminology.
What bathroom do you want this person to use?
Well, that's where you get into, if you're going to go down the road as far as, okay, transgender is a thing, as opposed to, for, you know, a lot of human history, that was an issue to be worked out. You got to go with, like, unisex, one little unisex restroom, like you see in all the airports.
Yeah, well, that's what's going to happen. I was going to say, I know how this is going to be solved. All the bathrooms are going to be, you know, one whole bathrooms. That's what sucks. So instead of having a bathroom where you can have eight guys go in there at once and speed things up, you have to have everything be unisex and one person at a time. And that's the way it is at your Starbucks or your McDonald's or your library or wherever you go. That's how they get around this problem and don't get sued.
So Nancy Mace of South Carolina proposed a resolution to prohibit House lawmakers and employees, quote, from using single-sex facilities other than those corresponding to their biological sex. Quote, biological men do not belong in private women's spaces, period. I'm such a zealot on this topic, I don't even use the term biological men, because that implies that there are other sorts of men. There aren't. There are men and there are women. Of course it's defined by biology. There's no need to say that.
Well, they're going
to
solve this by going gender-neutral bathrooms. So you can use whatever bathroom you want. And then girls, you get to enjoy the filthy male now. You're used to clean bathrooms because you girls are cleaner. Now you get to enjoy dirty bathrooms because there's going to be guys going in your bathroom.
Sweet Marjorie, MTG is down with Nancy Mace saying women in women's bathrooms, period. I'm glad this discussion is going to be had. I'll just say that.
Yeah, like I said, I think I know how they're going to solve it. It's going to be the way they solved it at most of the places I go, and it sucks because it's just harder to get into the bathroom now. They won't eliminate bathrooms like they've done a lot of places I go, where they just plain eliminate the bathroom to stay away from the problem.
Armstrong and Getty.
True love is unconditional. It's more than just a word. It's an action, a force for good.
It's like showing up, giving someone a fresh start, a compassionate ear, or even just a smile between strangers.
At the Salvation Army, love gives beyond situation and season. It extends beyond holiday parties and family traditions.
It notices the kids who go without gifts and families that struggle to have Christmas dinner or any dinner at all.
While Christmas lights are sparkling and temperatures are dropping, you can be the difference for a family in need right in your local community.
Your donation can help put presents under the tree today and food on the table all year long for your neighbors who need it the most.
This Christmas, you can change lives and make an impact by giving a gift that lasts beyond the giving season.
Warm hearts and homes beyond the holidays this year by donating $25 a month at SalvationArmyUSA.org or at a Red Kettle near you.
Give now to help a neighbor in need through the holidays and beyond. SalvationArmyUSA.org. SalvationArmyUSA.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.